It's June 30th, 2021. This is Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. I'm your host, Bruce Krentz, moving around the region, virtually, checking in on people to see how they're doing. Where do we start? At the start, where we always start, with CEO Helga Bryant. Hi, Helga. I'm calling today to see what are you thinking about?
Hi, Bruce. Hey, it's good to talk to you again. You know what I'm thinking about is long service. And, you know, spring is always the time that we, in our past world, would get together, enjoy a lunch, and really celebrate in person all of those many thousands of years of service of the individuals that are being recognized for their specific five-year anniversary markers. And, you know, we can't do that in person this year. And I know there's some little ceremonies going on in units. Managers are giving staff their gifts, and we're still recognizing staff, but we've lost that, at least for now, that ability to come together and do it in person. And I'm really personally missing that because I loved going around the region and celebrating the incredible commitment and length of service that our staff have put in. So just a big shout out to all of you who are at your 5, 10, 15, all the way up to 30, 35 years. Thank you for everything that you do and that you will continue to do for the region. It is a ceremony that we have every year that really kind of identifies us as doing something neat in the North. And I've just really missed it.
It really is important that we do recognize them however we can. So we're going to do our best today to reach out to a few people who are getting awards and just highlight long service.
That's great. That's really great. You know, we had the restrictions lifted a little bit last week, and I'm sure that many folks listening have over this past beautiful weekend just appreciated being able to have up to 10 people apart from the household to their backyards, to their outside spaces at their houses or at their lake properties, and gathering in public spaces with groups up to 25. You know, we still have to watch the distancing. We still have to wear masks, wash our hands.
We still got to stick to the three W's. You're the first person I heard that from.
To me, it just felt like a little glimmer of hope. And I don't want us to blow it as Manitobans. We need to live in the spirit of the easing of the restrictions, because I don't know about you, Bruce, but I do not want to be plunged backwards and risk a fourth wave and risk having to tighten down the province again. It just feels like we've actually can do some breathing now. And it's been a wonderful feeling for me this weekend as I got to see my kids, some of my grandkids. And I just don't want to go backwards. And I don't think anybody else does either. And remember to get vaccinated. I know it doesn't start with a W, Bruce, but it's close. It's at the end of the alphabet. So get vaccinated.
It's right before the three W's. Add an R for roll up your sleeve. Yeah.
Yeah, warm. There we go. There we go. We can have every letter covered.
Helga wanted to talk long service, and I think it's a great idea. Let's work our way up the ladder from some people that have been here for a little while to some that have been here for a long time. I'll start by dialing up Amber Kowal, our charge therapist in Flin Flon. Hi, Amber. How are things today?
Things are going great. Thank you.
You know, it's been a long time since we talked. It's funny because I was there, part of the hiring team and your manager for a little short while at the start of your career. And now I get a notice that you're at 5 years. So tell me a little bit about what the journey's been like over the last little while.
I couldn't believe when you told me I was getting up to 5 years, actually. So that was a big thing. I didn't even realize it had been that long. So I started here back in 2015. I actually started in the pediatric physiotherapy position back in the PAW, between Flin Flon and the PAW. And then from there, I moved into a full-time adult pediatric long-term care position here in Flin Flon. And then when the time was right, I moved into this lovely charge position in Flin Flon. That was back, 2017, I think, I've moved into this position and still plugging along doing the same type of things as pediatrics, adults, long-term care, the whole nine yards. So it's been a journey. It's been interesting, a big learning curve.
Maybe there isn't a typical day, but what would a typical Amber day be when you come into work?
Typical day is, well, in an 8-hour day, I probably do 2-3 hours of admin type stuff with the charge position. I work the inpatient unit in the afternoon with Kara Kozar, our occupational therapist here, for 3 hours. And then the rest of the time I'm doing outpatients. And that just depends on caseload, whether it's adult or kids. And usually right now it's a lot of the adults because there are urgent ones right now.
What's it like being back in Flin Flon? Because you're a Flin Flon Ian? Flin Flonner?
Flin Flonner, maybe? Flin Flonian?
Flin Flonian.
Not entirely sure. You know, when I first came back, I thought it was going to be a big change just because I'd been gone for like 10 years before I had moved back for school. And then I moved to Ontario. But coming back, it's basically a bunch of people that like I knew myself that I'm seeing, or that like my parents knew and or know my parents, that type of a thing. So being back, it just feels like home, obviously, right? Like everybody knows everyone. They're all very appreciative. And like I have no problems being back home. It's been amazing. It's never where I thought I was going to be like 15 years ago, but here we are, and I probably won't ever move again. This is my long-term plan, is being here.
And you were off on mat leave. You've got a daughter now, and having some family around and friends obviously it's a big help, right? It feels good.
Oh, without my mother, we would not have survived. Thank God she's here, and having friends when we can see them will be lovely. But yeah, having my mom here even has just been the lifesaver.
My story is a little bit like yours. I moved away and then came back to Thompson, and no plans to ever leave. This is where your roots are.
Yep.
Although, hopefully COVID is ending soon or something changes a little bit. What's the one biggie that you can't wait for?
Probably just getting outside of Manitoba a little bit, you know, just seeing some of the West Coast and things like that, just showing my daughter the experience of different arrays of what Canada is. It's probably just getting back out and traveling out West Coast, East Coast, all of that, just so she can experience what I experienced growing up, is what Canada is.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me today, Amber. That was great.
No problem. Thank you.
From 5 years, I'm going to jump all the way up to 15. And Brenda Loader, our regional manager of admitting and registration. Hi, Brenda. How are things going today?
Things are going great. Thank you, Bruce. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. I'm phoning around, talking to some of the people that are getting long service awards, and I saw that you're at 15 years. Can you tell me a little bit about your journey through the Northern Health Region?
I can definitely do that. I started with the organization in July of 2005. I honestly can't remember if I was a casual or a part-time, but it wasn't long before I became full-time as a registration clerk. And I immediately fell in love with the work, the people, and the staff in the emergency department, which is where I spent most of my work time. In 2007, in support of the Grow Your Own initiative, I was asked by Vivian Salmon and Eileen Bray to register for the Health Information Management course through distance education. So I worked full time and did the online course for a year and a bit. And I moved from registration into health information management, health records, for about a year and a half. But I found myself really missing registration. I missed the daily interaction with the public. I missed my work, family, and eMERGE. So I kind of snuck my way back up there. After that, things just kind of seemed to fall into place, but at high speed. I began mentoring under Olive Hillier to cover her in the supervisor office and registration. And 2012, the organization again encouraged me and supported me in furthering my education. I started a 3-year distance education course with Red River for health services leadership and management. Again, did that while working full-time. 2013, I became the supervisor of registration. 2014, under the support and mentorship of Mandy Prang, I became the manager of registration and health records for Thompson and area. And then in 2015, I was able to refocus on my first love of registration, but in a regional manager role where I've been for the past 6 years. That's it in a nutshell.
Holy, what a story. I think it takes a special person to love registration. You have been on the absolute front line of the front line on and off through your whole career. And so looking back, what is it about registration that just keeps bringing you back?
There isn't anything I don't love about it. I love, again, the interaction with the people and the interaction with everybody in the facility, the doctors, the nurses, your coworkers of every level. We have formed such family relationships within the different programs. I love that. I love that I can say I have a work family here and have since the very beginning. And I will take that with me even when I do leave the organization.
15 years with the RHA, and now you are leaving the organization soon. What's next for a person with registration in their heart?
Now, with registration, a lot of that has to do with the statistical data, the investigation, digging into that piece of it. I think I'm going to take some time for myself, enjoy my house, hopefully get to enjoy my brand new grandbaby that was just delivered in April. Yeah, just kind of gear myself towards looking for something that maybe focuses a little bit into the data aspect of it. It's going to be a change, but I'm looking forward to it.
Congratulations on the new grandbaby.
Thanks so much, Bruce. You take care.
Brenda's talk of future plans makes me think of Dr. Maben, who's retiring right away. I know she's got some plans for the future, too. I better get her on the line before her last day as our Chief Medical Officer and VP of Medical Services. Hi there, Dr. Maben. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Bruce. It's a wonderful sunny day, so all is well.
I'm phoning around. We've got long service awards coming up. I know that you're going to be retiring soon, that you've had a long career in healthcare. And I'm just wondering if you don't mind telling me where you started and sort of how you've ended up here looking at retirement.
Well, thanks, Bruce. It's been a long journey. I arrived in Thompson in August 1993 from Cape Town, South Africa. And from the minute I was greeted at the airport, I felt the warmth of the people of the North, and I knew I was home, really, I did. So I spent the next few years working in Thompson until the end of 1995, and then moved south to the PAR, where I worked from 1995 until we sold our home there in 2019. From then on, my home base has been in Winnipeg, but I have continued to travel to the North considerably until COVID hit. So, you know, most of my work has been with radiology over the years, and we've seen lots of changes. Since towards the end of 2016, I've had the wonderful and amazing opportunity of being the Chief Medical Officer of the North, and that's the part that I'm retiring from coming up soon.
What are some of the highlights, or what are some of the things that you think about when you look back on your time here?
You know, I really do think back to the people. Being a radiologist, I had a fair amount of interaction with patients, especially in those days. We did a lot of fluoroscopy examinations, but I didn't remember them very well because they weren't my patients, but they remembered me. And it was always so strange to go to a store and somebody who I felt was a complete stranger would walk up to me and say, "Hi, Dr. Maben, how are you doing?" And those are the kinds of things that really do make the North special.
What's next for you? What happens when you sort of are officially retired from being our Chief Medical Officer?
Well, I will continue doing some radiology. I'm currently working out of Selkirk Hospital, but we do provide service to Thompson, the Flin Flon, Snow Lake, the PAR. So, you know, I'll continue to be reading examinations for the North. And from then on, I'm looking for a small opportunity of continuing to make a difference to the people of Manitoba, because I do consider our family extremely lucky to have had the opportunity of living here in the safety and the calmness of Manitoba compared to some of the other areas of the world. So I still do want to give back in some way or another.
I'm glad to hear that our paths as Northerners will still continue to cross a little bit, and can't wait to find out what the next stop for you is in terms of helping the people out of Manitoba. What an amazing story. Thanks so much for talking to me today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bruce. Have a good day.
Just before we wrap it up for today, I'm going to steal a little bit of Helga's thunder. She mentioned the long service awards and the luncheons that we missed out on this year and last year. I know in the past she would always give out the numbers of how many years of service we were celebrating that day. I think I'm going to do that right now. Flin Flon, 555 years. Thompson, 680 years of service. And the Paw, 705 years of service. Altogether, in the region, we're celebrating 1,940 years. Now that's a lot of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. And just before I let you go, let's shout out Marlene McLeod, transcriptionist in the Paw. She's celebrating her 35 years of service with the Northern Health Region. That's the A number one this time around. I don't think I'm ever catching Marlene, but since I'm the only one here, I'll congratulate myself on getting my 10 this year. Way to go, me. I'm Bruce Krentz. This is Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. I hope you'll join me again next time.